I am going to make this episode 5 minutes. And we'll do another episode right after this one because I feel bad about not getting this out by 8 a.m. I really need to do better at that. And I am going to improve. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep changing. I'm going to keep growing. Accountability, accountability. I've been working on that. I've been more accountable to God. I prayed all day yesterday, like all day long, like at church and everything. I was like, help me with this. Help me talk to this person. Like at one point, I literally had the thought like, Dallin, if you want to make this happen, you need to like write it down. So like I had all these different promptings and thoughts I wanted to do for the end of the day, like right after church ended. Like when church ends, I don't know why, but I always have a ton of things I want to do. People I want to talk to and stuff. It just, that's how it is. It's like almost always how it is. I can't remember a time like when I was like, oh yeah, I got out of church. Okay, let's just go home. It's like, I always have some kind of mission, some kind of thing I want to do. And yesterday I had the thought like, Dallin, just write it down. And I was like, surely it's not that easy. And I wrote it down and it felt like the Spirit like just made it so clear. And I was able to do all those things and even one other one. And it was just great. And it didn't quite work out exactly how I wanted to, but I was able to at least try and go. When you're accountable to God, there are no limits, period. No limits, period. I think of like entrepreneurs, people that I look up to, people I've had on this podcast, Stuart Draper, Dennis Conforto, Yenge Mpango. I mean, these big names, like it's crazy, but they're all accountable to God and they tell God everything. See, that's what I'm doing right now. And it's why everything is changing in my life. I got that book called God is Trying to Talk to Me about telling God everything. Now I'm full time. When you tell him everything, it becomes a lot more clear. Everything becomes more clear. Yesterday, I told God about a lot of things I would like to do. There's a lot of things I'm working on this week. And I will make mistakes this week. I will miss opportunities this week. I think I missed one earlier today. It's fine. I'm walking around. I'm doing my thing. I'm in my vibe. This is wonderful. I love this. I wouldn't change this for anything. God is changing my story right now. It's because I'm being accountable to him. I'm telling him about my day and things that I'm struggling with. I'm telling him about like what I want to do. I'm telling him about what I feel, what I see, like these things he's put on my heart. It's like, hey, I feel like this and this and this and this and this is going to happen, you know? And I just started to get that feeling. It's like, yeah, bro, like you continue. That is the answer. That is the answer. I found this song called Better Days and I'll link it in the show notes. It's absolute vibe. And that song's amazing. That's where I'm at right now. I know I'm going to see better days. I know God has bigger plans ahead for me. I just keep showing up and stuff happens. Beautiful things are happening. Beautiful stuff is happening. He's just putting people literally in my path. It doesn't matter what time it is. If I'm on a walk or whatever I'm doing, he's putting people in my path. I tell him, hey, I'm going to be at this place at this time. Like today I went to Starbucks to write and he put a couple people in my path on the way here. Was able to add one of the Starbucks workers to the podcast. Well, I didn't add her to it. She, you have to actually listen to it. Yeah. Anyway, but she said she'd look it up. I think she followed it. Shout out to her. I hope she's well. I hope she's having a good day. She's a legend. She is. She's putting in a lot of work right now. I really hope the best for her. Accountability to God changes everything. Accountability to somebody who you really trust, who you really admire, who you look up to. That really does change a lot of things. I've really been learning to be more accountable to God and tell him what is going on in my heart. This is what I feel. Please help me out. Because right now we're in this place where I have all these deep feelings in my soul. Like deep, deep, beautiful, beautiful, sacred feelings. But the reality is not quite there yet. And I'm living in it right now. I'm living as if I'm already in that place. And it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful thing. But we're not, like, it's not like I'm in that place. Like, I'm not making enough money to move out yet. You know, I'm not speaking on stages yet. You know, all these other things. But I know it's coming together and I'm being accountable to him. So, choose to be accountable to God. Tell him what's on your mind. And he'll help you reorient this week. If it's off to a weirdo start, just talk to him. He will comfort you. He'll help you out. That's what I'll leave you with. Remember, flex the goal to pick up today. will shine for you today, tomorrow, and forever. And remember, to yield to the good and will be better tomorrow.